Comics Podcast, starring Jenny and Dave.
Hello, big bad world, and welcome to this 11th show that we've done on Bam Weblog.
That's right, Dave, you got it right.
Yeah, I was just freaking out. That's 11.
Yep, and welcome to Ban Weblog's podcast show. Jenny and Dave here from Oxford, England.
Yep, we're up there on the hill still.
On the hill.
And tonight we're going to play some jazz stuff.
Yeah, some great music tonight. We've got Evan Stone and Evan Tate. We've got two Evans.
So this is our religious program, so to speak.
Two Evans, Cockney, all Evans.
I'll come up with something by the end of the show for that. But there's only one Evan in the Bible anyway, isn't there?
From what I recall.
Yeah, well, I haven't read that for a long time, since I used to get beaten by it. So, we've been listening on the radio, tuning into Radio 1, the old, Zane Lowe, and he was playing our boys and girls, the Guillemots, and that was good. They had a live session from Maid of Val on there the other night.
Yeah, it was very cool. We heard it today, but they had actually recorded that yesterday, which was December 6th. So if you log on to bbc.co.uk and follow the links to Radio and then Radio 1, and just find the session from December 6th, the Guillemots, and you could hear they did three tracks, and very, very good in an interview.
Yeah, and McGrill, the guitar player, is way more random than me when he's being interviewed.
Yeah, like, I was saying to Dave, boy, oh, it's hard enough doing this show with Dave. I can't imagine having the guitar player from the Guillemots, and just what is he going to say next on the mic?
Yeah, so we look forward to that show when we've got McGrill sitting here with a crate of beer next to him and being as random as you want.
But Fife is the singer of the Guillemots, and he was doing the majority of the interview with Zane Lowe, and it was great.
Yeah, Fife's got he's good at sort of being quick and on the ball, so when Zane Lowe throws something at him, he's back with, oh, yes, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, Rican Cool, our mate who drums, and McGrill, our mate who plays the guitar, isn't quick off the ball when it comes to Radio 1 slick chat, what they do.
Okay.
Not like us. So, what else have we been doing this week apart from...
Well, we've been watching us in the video, in the Guillemots video for Trains to Brazil.
We keep watching it over and over again.
But it's been on, I must say, it's on, if you have MTV2 or if you're in England, E4, you can check out the video. And we're in the background on the stage.
My mate saw it and said he had to put his glasses on to see us.
That's pretty funny.
But that's a good video. It was a good tune. It would make a good Christmas number one, but unfortunately it's not to be charted.
That's right, because it's a single, right? Is that why? And it's not on an album?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
And we'd love to play their music on our show, but unfortunately, as with the laws of music playing and pod safe music, even though they're our friends, we can't play their music on our show.
The yuppies won't let us.
So we highly recommend checking out the interview on bbc.co.uk. And if you are in a record store or if you log on to Amazon, buy their music.
Yeah, just pick up a Guillemots CD and go and take it to the bloke behind the counter and then give him some money or your card and he'll put it in a bag and then you've got the Guillemots. It's easy. There's a step-by-step stage to purchasing products.
And, I was just thinking in the States, I'm not sure if the Guillemots music is available yet, but you can check out their website, www.guillemots.com. That's GUILLEMOTS.com.
Excellent.
And excellent. The
other, we've got to say that because they're our friends. And I'll give us some work. I'll set your drums up for you, Rick and Cool. All in the wrong place. But the other thing that's been freaking us out is the whole saga at Fratton Park. For anyone on other parts of the world that don't understand about English football, at the moment, we're Portsmouth fans. Well, I want me to know, we're always Portsmouth fans.
Because that's where Dave hails from.
I was born a mere stone's throw from Fratton Park at St. Mary's Hospital, Portsmouth, on a cold winter's morning in 63. And I could hear the football chants as I was lying in my cot, and I knew. But years later, which is now in the 2000s, Harry Redknapp brought us up through the ranks. Well, he took us up for the first division to the Premiership, and then he disappeared. He left the club and he went to work for our rivals,
Southampton.
We've got a pet name for him, but we're gonna keep it
say that
cheery. We're gonna keep it cheery on the show tonight. All pally and back slappy here.
And what I like to say, just for our American listeners or people who may not follow English football, is that the rivalry between Portsmouth and Southampton is very much like the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yeah,
Harry goes from Portsmouth to Southampton, and he takes how many players with him?
He took about four players to Southampton from Portsmouth. But the brilliant thing was, to cut a long story short, is he went to Southampton. They were in the Premiership. He brought them down to the First Division, took them down a league for us. So it's like, if you want, he's done better than the 657 crew, as old Harold. He's actually gone to, Harry has gone up to Southampton and taken the whole club down.
And many, many listeners don't know who that 657 crew is. Brief story, like one sentence, please, of who that is.
Bunch of lunatics that used to follow Portsmouth around, beat people up, and leave a card on them saying, "You've been hit by these boys."
And so now it looks like Harry might be coming back to Portsmouth to manage the team. And this is all in how many months within the last, this has all been happening in the last
six months.
All this has happened in the last 6 months. So Portsmouth manager leaves Portsmouth, goes to the rival team, and now he might be coming back. We don't know yet. And it'll be interesting. Maybe by the time we do our next podcast show, either Harry's going to be back with Portsmouth or he won't be.
And old Milan is friendly with him again. Milan Mandarich.
Yeah, and he owns Portsmouth. Or is he the chairman?
It's not a
the
duck.
Chairman.
It's
of
a
Portsmouth.
Chairman, yeah. And he's pally with him. And we want to give a bit of respect to George Best, who went last week, which
was
sad.
Very sad.
Because he was on the board of Dora. He was up there. He's always there at Portsmouth matches, sitting there with a Pompey shirt. And that made me proud because, like, I remember getting a Man United kit back in the 70s when I was into football. But blah de blah. Anyway, God rest you, Georgie boy.
Yeah.
I think now we should start getting on with our jazz.
Definitely. I'm ready. I'm ready for some jazz.
And so the first guy up we're going to play is Evan Tate.
That's right. The first Evan.
With the two Evans. Evan and Al. We ain't got any Al tonight. We've only got Evans.
It's a good show.
So, his influences is Charlie Parker and John Coltrane.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, he grew up in New York City. New York City, they are, and everyone's going to think I'm a New Yorker.
I don't think so.
Or a Welshman.
Nice try.
He's been playing since he was a kid. And since 1984, he's been travelling all around Europe playing the saxophone.
And as far as what we've seen and read, he lives in Germany now.
Apparently so. And should we say his website?
Absolutely. His website is evantate.com, evantate.com. And just to let everyone know, all the music tonight is from the PodSafe Music Network. And that's music.podshow.com.
And so let's get on with the music, because that's what these things are supposed to be for.
Yes, and this next song by Evan Tate is called Round One.
Ding, ding. We'll be right back. love that. See, now listening to that, that took me back to back in about 1980 when pop music went a bit weird in England, and lots of people who were listening to good music couldn't listen. It all went underground, so we started listening to reggae and jazz. And this reminds me of Brighton in the early 80s, where I'd be wearing a big flowery suit, walking around with big pointy shoes on.
A big flowery suit.
In Brighton, drinking fine wines in the sunshine.
This is a side to you I didn't realise.
Having big pork choppy chop sideburns.
No, I don't believe that.
And sitting there on the seaside listening to
live jazz. I thought you were a punk rocker.
Jazz.
What's going on here?
I don't know, it's just what jazz does to me.
That's what you think you did anyway.
I come over all George Melly.
Who?
Well, you have to get onto your Wikipedia for that and have a look.
Okay, Dave, he's going to use that word all the time now. I've been educating Dave on Wikipedia.
And when you, I'm educated now, not quite, but nearly. And
we're trying.
George Melly, if you just go onto the internet and look at a picture of George Melly and you'll know what I mean. He is the godfather of jazz.
Okay, so, well, what about listening to his music? Shouldn't I listen to him and look at him?
Yeah, because you can't just look at him. He's good to look at, but he's also good to listen to as well.
Okay.
For fact fans, he done a song with the Stranglers in 1977.
I knew it must have something to do with punk rock.
That's how I come across him in the first place.
There you go.
But
we
anyway,
digress.
I think we got time here to put in an advert.
Yes, we're going to do that. There's this wicked podcast called Groggy Java, and you can find his website groggyjava.tv. And he's got a podcast, he's got a blog, and he plays some wicked music.
Especially ours.
Yeah.
Now we're starting to go all dub. He's starting to play a bit of our dub.
Yeah,
has he
that's
played
right.
our other stuff as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, he's played our song In My Mind, and he's played Mr. Businessman, which is our dub, dance, reggae type tracks.
Us being the students of reggae and that.
Yeah. yeah, we're the Babylon Cowboys, by the way.
A&A.
And so Groggy Java, we're going to put his ad on right now. Here it goes.
Yo, it's Ken Irwin from the Groggy Java Show, inviting you to stop by groggyjava.tv, where you can check out some of my TV shows that I've been producing, some of my Photoshop work on my Flickr Photos stream, and of course, my podcast, where I play laid-back tracks, because I'm a laid-back cat, the coffee's always fresh, and the music's always pod-safe. I'm doing my best to make podcasts that I want to listen to, interesting and real enough to enjoy, with rich-sounding music that I can listen to while I'm geeking out in Code Monkey mode, a sort of airy, styling mélange of musical genres seducing your ears, yeah. Yo, I've been spinning Power Steppers, Babylon Cowboys, Danger Doom, The Shut-Ups, and Joe Strummer, just to name a few. And you know what? I just want things to be just right. Sound good to you? Come on by the groggyjava.tv website and check out a couple episodes of the Groggy Java Show. And by the way, I know, I gotta finish the Squirrel Hunter TV series. Everyone's been bugging me. The very second I have 2 hours to spare, I will get the next episode out the door. Yo, gotta run. Talk soon. Bye.
What a nice man he is.
Yeah, he's very nice. He's very funny.
Hello, Ken Irwin. Am I allowed to call him Ken Irwin?
I believe you can.
Or is he going to change his name by deed poll to Groggy Java?
Maybe he already has.
Perhaps when he's really groggy one day.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Don't worry, Ken.
He must drink a lot of coffee, though.
I understand that groggy bit, mate. So, anyway, further onwards and upwards
okay.
and over the hill, we're going to now go and start talking about Evan Stone.
Yes, Evan Stone sent us a nice email. And we always love getting emails from musicians. And his music is on the Pod Safe Music Network as well.
That's right. And he's a funky jazz drummer, this lad, and he lives in California. And apparently he's influenced by Zappa. He likes a bit of Zappa, this bloke. And you can never fault that in a man, a bit of Zappa, because you find when you start listening to Zappa, the first time you hear it, you're going, what the hell? You don't know. And then you go back to it the next time and you start getting into it. And the more you get into it, the more your musical brain starts sort of opening up like that. And a mushroom opens up, like your brain opens up and starts absorbing lots of different music. And then you start ending up in jazz clubs wearing flowery trousers.
Like you say you did, anyway.
And pointy shoes. They
weren't
crocodile
skin. Which I don't believe.
Or fake crocodile skin.
I don't believe a word you're saying. Yes, back to Evan Stone, our other Evan of the night. His influence is John Coltrane, which is good because our other Evan of the evening his influence was John Coltrane. So
we're going to have to introduce these two to each other.
I think so, because Evan Tate is a saxophone player and Evan Stone plays drums. So, hey, you never know.
Evan and Evan. There's the band. That gets some jazz going together.
There you go. And one thing that we found with Evan Stone being a drummer, very versatile. Wow. He's played lots of different kinds of music, different bands. So we definitely checked out his website. If you want to tell our listeners the website address, Dave?
I'm just looking for it as you're asking me. I was going to say the PodSafe Music Network.
Well, that is one place where you can find his music.
But he's got a good one. It's asourmandrummeth.com, and that's two M's in drummeth with a TH on there, not an F like R says it.
asourmandrummeth.com, you can find his music. And one thing that we really like is the fact that the song we're going to play next, the bass player in this band was Screech from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond.
No, he doesn't look like a geek. He's a nice lad.
Yeah, back in the day, just for his TV show, that was the character he played, Screech. But, you know, he looks really cool now in the pictures. And I don't know if that band, if the band is still around. It was called...
Salty the Pocket Knife.
Salty the Pocket Knife.
That's a brilliant name for a band. If I hadn't had that, I would have had that. Yeah. I would have probably thought about it one night.
Oh,
I'd have woken
know.
Up and written it down like
random.
Salty the Pocket Knife. Like the Killer Bunnies. I was like Binky and the Killer Bunnies. Killer Surf Bunnies.
Is that a band?
I think I come up with once years ago.
Oh, someone can take that. Are you giving permission to...
Binky and the Killer Surf Bunnies.
There you go. Someone could have a band by that name someday.
Chuck us a few quid if you do.
And, yeah, so this song that we're going to play is called Red Panties 145. I really like it. Really like the song. Very different.
I like Red Panties.
Okay, so we're going to play that right now. And here's Evan Stone playing with...
playing with Salty the Pocket Knife, doing Red Panties 145.
One day, teacher sent me home with red panties, and she said, "You're a woman, a special little woman." The scissors sent me home with red lipstick. Now she said, "You're a woman, like really like a woman." So then they set me up in red high heels. Said, "Now you're out for infidelity, no casualties." So come on, girl, you gotta be a woman. Come on. Johnny sent me home with red curtains. Then he said, "You're my woman, finally my woman." To daddy dragged me off in red roses. Said, "You're my precious baby. Stick out a feeling, come on girl. You gotta catch your lips now, come on woman. Gotta use your foot, come on now. Some kind of teaser, some kind of flip, some kind of slut, come on. The vampires in Pandora's box are drooling. Don't let them suck you from your cocoon. Some butterflies, come on now, girl. Gotta bleed like a woman, come on, woman. Can you bleed like a man? Come on, Jeff. Bleed like a baby, just like a girl. Bleed like a ruby, come on, girl. Bleed, come on, girl. Now you got to bleed on, girl. Bleed like a bitch, bleed like a cat. Bleed like a witch, bleed like a hawk. Bleed like a whore.
see, it's not really a pervy song, is it? It gets you all. It's good.
It's very good. I love it. It's different. It's cool. I'm not sure if the band's still together, but you can find lots of information on Evan's website as far as music goes. There's some great pictures. I feel like we already know him by looking through those pictures.
He likes German Shepherd dogs, Alsatians.
Yeah, we love shepherds. So we saw that picture and also some really cool band photos and different situations. And
yeah, I like the one on the back of the lorry or truck.
Yeah, the tow truck.
Yeah, he looked happy sitting there drumming away on the back of the truck. I hope he was strapped in.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it moving, do you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was in a parade, wasn't he? It was on parade. They were, they were going along.
Okay. Sometimes you play on a flatbed, you know.
Yeah, well, I could tell these things from still pictures, like motion, whether it's moving or not. It's just a sixth sense that I was given by my father.
Okay, well, maybe someone could email us and tell us whether or not it looks like the tow truck's moving that he's playing on. And check it out, asamandrummeth.com. Evan Stone in his gallery section, all his photos.
Lovely.
And great music. Lots of jazz on his site too, and the Podsafe Music Network.
Yeah, hazy jazz. Love it. Like, thing is, it's the middle of the winter, and jazz always reminds me of the summertime.
Yeah. Well, no, winter's good though, because you get, you know, you sit back by a nice open fire with a nice bottle of red wine.
Or a bottle of rum.
Or a bottle of whiskey.
Or you could go to the website and make your own cocktail up.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of, we can't forget to talk about Band Weblogs a little bit. Bandweblogs.com. You know, I mentioned on one of our latest podcasts that we have a new community, community.bandweblogs.com. You can also follow links to the community from the site. And there, if you want to be a guest music blogger, feel free to just sign up or register and then submit your entries. It's free. There's no, you know, charges or anything. And we just want people to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're bringing musicians together here. Like, we've just got this gig swap thing that's come up now that we started to do. And, this enables you, if you're playing and you're bored of the same venues and you want to get your music out around the country, eventually we'll build up a framework, a network of different musicians and bands, and they'll be advertising to come and play in your area. They'll say, get a gig, and you can come and play in their area.
That's right.
And you just ring them up or email them. I'd imagine that you'd email them. Email them. Don't want crank calls, because you get people like me ringing you up at 3 a.m. asking to borrow milk. For some reason, even though I'm a vegan-ish.
Ish.
I eat cows.
So if you go to the Band Weblogs community, you'll see if you go to the links area, you'll see the gig swap, add your podcasts, add your music-related sites.
Pictures.
Add your band website links. And then, of course, the main directory is for blogs, music blogs. So you can always submit your blog.
Basically, because if you want to get out and gig in different places, get involved with the gig swap, because then you've got loads of towns to go and play. You could be gigging all year.
That's
once
right.
You get it working, swinging pendulum style.
So it's pretty, you know, there's not much going on in that area right now, but hopefully people will start finding it, and I'll try to get the word out about it a bit more. And hopefully, if you're not a musician listening to the show right now, you could tell all your musician friends about the gig swap area on Band Weblogs.
Yeah, and then you get a free ride in their bus up to another town to go and watch them play somewhere different as well.
Maybe. A free ride in a bus.
It's a day out for someone like me. I'd be sitting at the back waving to cars behind like you do, doing funny faces and that.
Yes, yes. And also, if people, musicians out there who want us to play your Podsafe music, please email us info@bandweblogs.com and just let us know who you are, what you play, links to your music. That would be great.
And do it, because like we'll play you and tell people that you're really good, and that's all really great.
Yeah, and you know what? Sorry. Going back to what you're saying about, we were just talking about drinks and what jazz makes us think about drinks and all that. Well, he said this brought us back to the Band Weblog site, because there is an entry with a special drink recipe in the Band Weblogs community area.
If you like your cocktails and you got the bits to do it with, go to that website, and there's some really good ones. It was the Jimi Hendrix one, wasn't
there? Yeah, there's a drink called Purple Haze. You got to check it out. It's really good.
Oh, there's loads of good drinks on there, and they look really good. And like, once we get our smoothie machine and our crusher ice machine and my shaker and my big bar, I'm going to be doing them all day long.
Okay.
And Jenny will be putting a padlock on the fridge or something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
So is that really time to round it up already?
It's time. It's that time. And check out bandweblogs.com. Thank you very much for listening to our show.
You've been very patient.
And
so that's us in
that's
a nutshell.
Us.
Well,
that's
look,
us.
We're not in a nutshell. That'd be weird. Well, don't think of us in a nutshell.
Maybe we are. Yeah, maybe we should tell everyone we're in a nutshell.
We actually podcast this show from a nutshell.
Yeah.
Until the next time from our nutshell.
In Oxford, England.
A nutshell that's rolling down a hill.
Very fast.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, see you later.
Hooray!
Listening to the Band Weblogs Podcast Show.